Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Robontoni. A paleontologist writes in Scientific American that humans are doomed to become extinct.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. As long as it happens before we have to take the Sports Center segment, I'm good. I'm done.
You know,
yeah.
They might not like us much in Bristol for taking shots at the Sports Center segment.
I don't know. I mean, I think it exists to poke holes in it. They drag
us
into kicking and screaming.
That's our attitude.
Every single day.
I don't know if they feel that way up the line.
What can I tell you? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Cowboys face the Saints. Baseball locks out the players, and Giannis says he's getting too old to dunk. But we begin today with Notre Dame reportedly on the verge of hiring their defensive coordinator, 35-year-old Marcus Freeman, to replace Brian Kelly. They're keeping it in-house, and they are hiring someone without previous head coaching experience. Wilbon, how should Irish fans feel about this?
Well, you know, Irish fans are going to feel, you know, some nervousness, right? I mean, and that's understandable. He has never been a head coach. If we look at some first-time head coaches in big situations, and this is the biggest, even a guy like Charlie Weiss, you know, who came from a place with his pedigree and rings and all that, and you know what? It doesn't work. And he's not the only one. Even guys, Bob Davies, I mean, it didn't work to the degree that they hoped it would work in South Bend for a lot of guys. And so now you get Marcus Freeman, who, by the way, Tony, and you see the backdrop behind me. I'm in Chicago. I'm not all that far, less than an hour and a half away from South Bend. And there, this is sort of, you know, as much as I'm a Northwestern guy, this is Notre Dame headquarters around here. And people feel a certain way already about Marcus Freeman. And that certain way is they love him. They do. The former players, the current players, he's been there a minute and a half. And they love him. But it doesn't mean it's going to work. So there's going to be, you know, it could be a good feeling now, but when they kick it off the tee in September, they got to see whether it works or not, and then they'll really decide how they feel.
That's right. Everything you said is right. It's lovely that the players like Marcus Freeman. It's lovely that the recruits apparently like Marcus Freeman. But we don't know until they start playing games how good he's going to be. He's 35 years old. He's never been a head coach. We've never blown the whistle as a head coach. And you want to talk about starting at the top? This is Notre Dame.
This is the top, man.
So we don't know. They hired Ty Willingham. It didn't work. They hired Charlie Weiss. It didn't work. They hired Brian Kelly. It did work. Like, you just don't know. I'll give you a name from our past in the area where we live, Ron Vanderlinden.
Yeah.
Ron Vanderlinden was a charismatic coach. He had never been a head coach. He came to Maryland. Everybody said, this is going to be great. I want to get the exact numbers. 15-29 in 4 years, and nobody's ever heard of him again. So I hope this works out. It's an amazing story. I suspect that the Notre Dame people said, they looked at this kid and they said, you know what? He could be Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley started at Oklahoma, huge football school, and it worked out. I just want to say this one thing before we get off this. There's a calculation here. None of the assistants have left. And I think Brian Kelly wanted some of them to go to LSU. Notre Dame hired quickly. This is aimed directly at the College Football Playoff Committee. And they're saying, we're not going to have an interim guy. This is us. This is Notre Dame, and we are playoff ready. Yeah. I believe that, Mike.
One of the footnotes for me, Tony, is that when Notre Dame last hired, and the only time they've hired, an African-American head coach, Ty Willingham, who we mentioned earlier in the segment.
Yeah.
It was such an enormous deal. It was an enormous deal. I remember I had to take a just stop and pause. And I, you know, it was an important thing for me. And for the purposes of talking about sports, of course, I hate Notre Dame. I don't really hate him. But to hire this young man now and it not be nearly as big a deal, it is still a large deal culturally. And if he gets on the wrong side of the record and he goes 0-3, we'll see. We'll see how supportive all these people are going to be.
Yeah.
But it's such it's a different climate. You know, I will say to you, and you and I have gone back and forth about more serious things in the culture, and I have said, I see no movement. I see no movement. I am not encouraged. Well, I see movement here, and I am encouraged. And I hope he wins enough. I am now putting myself in the position of rooting for him in Notre Dame. God help me. But it's still going to mean a lot, Tone. There's a lot of skin in the game here. It's going to be, ultimately, something that is determinant, if not for him, then for others down the line. Let's move to the NFL and tonight's game between the Cowboys, who have lost 3 of 4, and the Saints, who have lost 4 of 4. Dak Prescott will have Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb back, while the Saints will start Taysom Hill at quarterback. Hill just signed an extension that could more than double his money if he succeeds as a long-term starter. So, Tone, is tonight's game more significant for Dak or for Tay?
I think it's more significant for Dak Prescott. He's the franchise quarterback in Dallas. That is a real big deal. They're paying him a load of money, $40 million a year. They're tied into him. Taysom Hill might make a bunch of money, but it's not going to be as much money as Dak Prescott. Taysom Hill at the moment is an experiment. Dak Prescott is top shelf brand at this point. The Saints are trying to figure out what to do without Drew Brees. They went to Jameis Winston. He got hurt. They went to your Northwestern boy, Trevor Siemian. It didn't work out. Now they're going to Taysom Hill. Nobody would be surprised to see the Saints falling because they can't replace Drew Brees, whereas everybody would be surprised if Dak Prescott falls. He's supposed to rise. And I'm going to tell you something. It's possible Taysom Hill will win that game tonight. It's possible he'll run and he'll pass and it'll look like Lamar Jackson and Dallas won't have a defense for him. But I think it's more significant for Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Tone. I mean, it's all a matter of perspective. I mean, in the world of Taysom Hill, he can sit there and go, what? Dak Prescott, as we refer back to First Take, got his money. He got his money. Yeah. I'm trying to get my money. This is a bigger deal for me because I'm auditioning for the Dak Prescott job, the Dak Prescott role.
Right.
But, Tone, for the nation, if the nation cares, I don't care, it's Dak Prescott. Because the Dallas Cowboys are the bigger brand, because Prescott himself is the bigger brand. But let me just say this, Tony, and this is part of the reason why it is Dak Prescott. Because if the Cowboys continue along this sort of average path, then he becomes Tony Romo, which is great for the next career because you can really get paid. You can have all the commercials and all the broadcast appearances you want, and you're a success, period. And that's a great brand to have, and you don't have to get hit on Sunday. But right now, Dak Prescott would like to go a little further than that. He would like to get to a Super Bowl, which is what they're paying off on, and I don't know. I mean, tonight,
Dak
Prescott,
Dak Prescott is in more jeopardy.
Yes.
Nobody's going to be surprised if Taysom Hill doesn't do well, and they'll be happily surprised if he does. If the Cowboys fail, and they've lost 3 out of 4, if fail, that lands on Dak Prescott.
They're going to win tonight, right? You got the Cowboys winning. If we play, who you got? Cowboys for you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do have them winning tonight. Yes, yeah. I do. Organized baseball, the owners, not the players, pulled the plug on the national pastime at midnight last night. They've locked out the players. Now, the players were likely to go on strike, but at least they have the public relations high ground and being able to say, hey, we want to play. They won't let us play. Wilbon, is a lockout a big deal, a little deal, or no deal?
Well, it's no deal yet. Not only do we have football, a whole season, we got college football playoffs. I got an end of a regular season like a lot of people in the NBA and then playoffs. And then, you know, we'll get to it. And, you know, interest in this and debate in this and maybe hard feelings in this will be ramped up. And we'll get to it. It's no deal today because the other news, like here in this town, we got the signing of a pitcher who's going to be paid $71 million, I think the number is. So if you got people signing, it's not a big deal yet. But labor stoppages, labor war in Major League Baseball has always been a big deal, almost my entire life. And, Tony, I fear that we're going to get to that at some point. And so that point would be, like, after the Super Bowl, so mid-February after pitchers and catchers have reported. And then it would be an enormous deal because I don't think the nation, given where the world is today, I don't think people have any tolerance at all for baseball and this mess.
So we are somewhat in accord that it is not now what it will be down the road. But I do think this is a big deal.
You do?
Because baseball just turned onto the road towards no baseball. There's a big green sign with white lettering that says no baseball 2022 100 miles. This is the highway to hell, and they have turned onto it. I'll give you a small little fact that might make you feel better. In the three times there have been lockouts, 1973, 1976, 1990, no games were missed. When there were strikes, games were missed. 1972, 86 games. 1981, 713 games. 1994 and 95, 938, including the entire postseason in 1994. And that is an awful circumstance. So while we both hope nothing terrible happens, I do think it's already a big deal, destined to get bigger. And much like you, baseball teams have in the last week and a half signed people to
like
billions of dollars of contracts.
Yes.
So the average guy in the street is going to look up and say, well, what do you mean you're not playing? What do you mean you're not playing? There's so much money. I don't get it. Let's take a break. Coming up, LaMelo Ball tied the game, but Giannis won it. Which clutch shot was more impressive?
And which quarterback would you rather have Sunday? Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow? Toss up. Sounds like it's next.
There's like thousands of people in America looking at Marcus Freeman and going, wow.
Yeah.
Can that happen to me too? 1 year? Yeah. 1 year at Notre Dame?
1 year.
1 year.
Smith,
pardon the interruption, is presented by Captain Morgan. Bring on the spice. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Captain Morgan, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, paints his face orange and blue, maybe puts on number 19, and sits down to watch the Knicks blast the Bulls. What's first?
Toss up, more impressive clutch shot last night, LaMelo or Giannis?
Okay, so one guy's shot ties the game, and the other guy's shot wins the game. LaMelo Ball hits a wonderful shot. It's great, I give him all the credit in the world. He ties it at 125. And then Giannis starts running from half court, picks up a bounce pass, puts in a reverse layup, and wins the game. Again, let me emphasize, wins the game. The woods are filled with people who have tied the game in their lives. When you win the game, it's a better clutch shot. And he didn't do it alone. He was being guarded and defended. Mike, I know you're going to agree with me.
I know I don't want to. I just flash back to when I was 12 years old, about 9 miles south of that skyline. I hit a grand slam in the Little League Championship game in West Chatham Park to tie the game.
We
lost.
Right.
We lost. We lost in extras. So, I hear you. LaMelo Ball's shot took greater skill. I mean, to catch the ball moving left like Luka Doncic and shoot that shot, it took probably
more
skill.
The other guy's got a reverse layup, a sneaky shot.
I'm going to answer Giannis because he won the game. I am haunted by losing that game. It was 51 years ago. I can't get over it. All I did was tie the game. I hate
The winner is the better shot. Next.
Man. Toss up. Who would you rather have on Sunday, Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow?
The game's being played in Cincinnati, and you can give me Burrow. Okay? They were in the same draft class. Herbert was number 6. Burrow was number 1. Let me flash back to their last year in college. All right? Herbert was at Oregon. His team was 12-2, ranked 5th at the end of the year. They won the Rose Bowl. He had 32 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, and that's great. The other guy's team was 15-0. They won the national championship. He won the Heisman, and he had, and let me get this number straight, 60 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions. So one guy was really, really good, and the other guy was better. And that's the way that I look at them now, that Burrow is better than Herbert. And you know, Mike, you know, people said, it's not me against him. It's my team against his team. I think these two guys are thinking, it's me against him.
Well, I hope they're not. And I don't have any numerical, there's nothing, you know, quantitative that's going to lead me to this answer. This is like when you say, which golfer do you like? And it's about style. Which race car driver do you like? And they're fairly even. And that's about style. Or the way one guy walks when he leaves the car. Or the way he putts and picks up out of the cup. You got all kinds of just arbitrary junk. I like Herbert. I like him better. I don't dislike Joe. I don't even have a reason for you. Maybe because the Bengals uniforms I'm tired of them. I like the baby blues better, and the Chargers wear those more. San Diego. I like Herbert better. I don't know why, but I'm sticking with it.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay for you to be wrong. Don't worry about it. That's it. Let's take one last break. If the prompter would come back, I'd be able to read. It's still to come. Were the Red Sox smart to trade away Hunter Renfrow?
You'll find out what it's going to be wrong when the Bulls kick the Knicks in the teeth tonight. How much will Marcus Stroman mean to the Cubbies?
Marcus Stroman, who you didn't even know about 12 hours ago, is now your favorite right-handed pitcher, isn't he?
24 hours. 24 hours ago.
Okay, 24 hours.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Captain Morgan. Bring on the spice. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 38th birthday, Aaron Rodgers. Congratulations to Aaron Rodgers. He's the biggest thing in the NFL this year. He's the straw that stirs the drink. Not Patrick Mahomes, not Lamar Jackson, not Kyler Murray, not TB12. This 12, Aaron bleepin' Rodgers. We can talk about him every day, and in fact, we do. Either it's Rodgers not reporting to Packers camp and sunbathing in Hawaii, or it's Rodgers taking shots at Packers management when he does report, or it's Rodgers hosting Jeopardy, or it's Rodgers letting his hair grow and tying it in a man bun, or it's Rodgers going on with Pat McAfee to talk about feeling marginalized, or it's Rodgers telling people he's been immunized, or it's Rodgers clearly not being immunized and getting COVID, or it's Rodgers breaking his toe and trying to avoid surgery. Each and every day, it's Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, he's 9-2 as a starter this year with 23 touchdowns and 4 picks. And yeah, he's the MVP.
As big as Brett Favre was in, you know, sort of pre-social media times, Aaron Rodgers is bigger. He's a bigger figure who's at the center of more stuff more frequently than Brett Favre. And Favre loved it. And I think we can conclude that Aaron Rodgers loves it too.
Absolutely. A not so happy anniversary, Patrick Waugh. On this day 26 years ago, Montreal Canadiens head coach Mario Tremblay left the 11-year veteran in goal way too long as Roy allowed an embarrassing 9 goals in an 11-1 slaughter by the Red Wings. When Roy was finally pulled, he essentially demanded a trade to team executives who were seated directly behind the Canadiens bench. They obliged Roy that night, trading him to the Colorado Avalanche, where he would lead them to the Stanley Cup. Roy ultimately won 2 cups with the Avalanche, as he had with the Canadiens. Speaking of Stanley Cup rings, there is Roy's famous quote later that season when asked about what Jeremy Roenick said to him after Roy stopped Roenick's playoff shot. And Roenick, of course, started jawing. Roy said, quote, "I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I had my 2 Stanley Cup rings plugging my ears."
I think there was a period where Patrick Roy was the baddest man on the planet. And by the way, how stupid do the Canadiens look? Have they won since they got rid of Roy? Off top of my head, I don't think so. Roy won twice for Colorado. Canadians still wandering through the desert, right? Huh? Or through the frozen tundra.
I think. Not
so
sure.
They shouldn't have gotten rid of Patrick Roy. Hey, stop. That was stupid. It really was.
Happy trails to the Mets for Marcus Stroman. The free agent right-handed starter has signed a 3-year deal worth a reported $71 million with the Chicago Cubs. Stroman sounded excited about pitching in Wrigley Field, saying, quote, "It sells out every night. To pitch in front of that electric crowd is something that kind of draws me," unquote. Pitching is a priority for the Cubs, who had the 4th worst ERA in baseball last year, 4.87. Stroman went 10-13 for the Mets with a fine 3.02 ERA. Stroman follows Noah Syndergaard out of New York, just as the Mets welcome in Max Scherzer. Stroman was an all-star in Toronto before being traded to the Mets in 2019. He's 61-60 with a 3.63 ERA in 7 major league seasons. A small but significant fact is that at 5'7", Stroman is one of only 6 pitchers shorter than 5'10 to make a major league start in the 21st century.
One quick tip for Mr. Stroman as he gets to town. We still play mostly day baseball here, so we don't fill that place every night. We fill it mostly in the daytime. Welcome to town. We're glad to have you. Don't know how committed management is to really winning because they got to sign some everyday players too, but it's good to have you.
Omissions. The NFL suspended Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards of the Buccaneers 3 games each for misrepresenting their vaccination statuses. And Zion Williamson is experiencing soreness in his injured right foot that will delay his return. Let's go to the big finish.
Not good to hear that.
North Carolina beat number 24 Michigan by 21 last night. Is that significant?
I mean, today it is. But by March, I think that Juwan Howard and Michigan will have worked their way right back to where they think they should be, where they should be. The Red Sox traded Hunter Renfroe to the Brewers, getting back Jackie Bradley Jr. Does that make sense to you?
I think it's actually a trade that, you know, that helps both teams. You know, I mean, I think Jackie Bradley Jr. will be better when he gets back to Boston. Connor McDavid had a goal and 3 assists in a win over Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. Is that a big deal?
When football finally clears the stage that it never wants to clear, we're going to pay more attention to him and them and his prolific goal scoring, which is like Steph Curry for the NHL. I'm excited about that when we get to it in, who knows, April. Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez entered the transfer portal, Tony. Big deal?
He started all 4 years there. He's getting a 5th year due to COVID.
Yeah.
What does this mean for Scott Frost? What is going on at that place, right? Last one, Bulls at Knicks tonight. Are you ready to eat it?
I mean, you're at home. You better win. But if you don't, I'm coming after you tomorrow. Bulls win tonight. Beware of my wrath tomorrow.
The wrath of Khan. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.